Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
In studio today, one of our international friends, because I think it's about, 50% of the time we're international.
At least.
Which is kind of cool.
I like going international. It's fun.
And the best part is, we get to go international. We don't even have to travel the other side of the world. Although that would be fun, because I'd like to go visit this place that we're talking about today.
I mean, why not?
I'd like to go visit every place we talk about, actually.
Yeah. But we should just, buy a plane and fly around the world.
To the listener who has a private jet and wants to fly us around the world, thank you.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm in for that.
The email address is coffee@kfuo.org. Let us know. We'd be glad to
take your hands.
Yeah, take you up on that offer. coffee@kfuo.org. Send us on a trip to go visit some of these really cool places. Do you know where we're going today? We are going to Shanghai. I'm so excited.
It is pretty cool.
In studio with us today, Christopher Mizell. He's family life counselor and high school teacher at Concordia International School in Shanghai. Chris, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you for having me.
You had no idea what you were in for today, did you?
Well, hey, it's all right. It's a fun group, and so I'm in it all the way.
Thanks for coming to visit us and help us learn more about Concordia International School and your work there as well. Fairly new to Concordia International School, just joining the team there in August of 2017, right?
Yep, that's right. Wow.
Tell us about your work as family life counselor and high school teacher. What does that entail?
Well, it entails a little bit of everything. You know, Concordia International School is a big operation with about 1,300 students there in Shanghai. So it's one of the premier international schools. And so I do a little bit of everything from teaching classes in the ministry to managing service projects and service work that goes on there at Concordia and, you know, leading different assemblies and chapel services and, you know, things like that. So
that's awesome. I was actually looking at some of those international schools a few years ago. But what led to this vocation for you?
Well, you see, it's interesting. The vocation of education, being involved with the schools, is always something I was very interested in, working with young people, particularly because of the type of mentors I had when I was young. But the Lord brought me to China, me and my wife, in a very unique way. Through our work with one of our Lutheran schools here in the United States, we ended up hosting a student for Shanghai for actually 6 years. And she really became officially a part of our family and everything like that. And we were able to travel to China with her and things like that. And so after our experience with her, we seemed to understand the culture of Shanghai and things like that. And so when an opportunity came up to serve at our international school in Shanghai, I thought that perhaps the Lord had this planned for a while. So
it's funny how he does stuff like that.
Yeah, it is.
How was relationships like that? You mentioned, you know, having a student from China for years. Relationships like that, and how has that bridged over now that you're there, building relationships, and how does that affect how you teach?
You know, I think it's just understanding, you know, the culture and the background a little bit. Understanding, you know, as you can imagine, folks in China are not going to relate to things that we relate to. I can't tell you how many times I'm in my classroom and I'll use a phrase or some slang or something, and then I'll just get these blank stares. And I'm like, oh, you don't know that? That's, you know, that's not a cultural thing for you. And so I think, you know, having a relationship with her helped me kind of understand that a little bit, you know.
American idioms just don't translate very well.
No,
sometimes.
They don't.
Well, I'm sure the other way around.
Yeah, right.
So speaking of being an international school, what languages are common in the international school?
Well, you have to speak English or be learning English if you go there. And so English is the language of the educational system there. Mm-hmm. However, almost all students take Mandarin at some point while they're in the international school. And what's interesting about it is while English is the language of the classroom at Concordia International School, Mandarin is very much the language of the playground. And so you will see kids that are from America or from Europe, and they're out on the playground speaking in Mandarin like they've been fluent in it all their lives, because that's just the, you know, the law of the land when the kids are being social. So, you know.
So how are you doing on language acquisition? Ooh, are you playground ready?
Yeah, I am definitely not playground ready. Let me tell you that. My wife is studied up a lot and is pretty conversational, but I'll be honest with you, I'm a little behind the eight ball here, but, you know, a little at a time, a little at a time.
Playground ready. I like that.
I think that should be a good quote for today's
maybe today's program notes. Maybe that'll be the title. I'll write that down now.
International Playground Ready.
International Playground Ready. Speaking of languages, though, do you have any idea how many different countries you've been able, or people from different countries you've been able to meet over the last few months?
Oh, wow. I don't have a number off the top of your head, but, I mean, Concordia International School obviously has lots and lots of countries representative, and I've been able to do some traveling on behalf of Concordia and things like that quite a bit in this first year. And so let's just say that my horizons have expanded greatly, and the world's getting quite a bit bigger as we go here, you know.
Sure,
so.
Sure. What's obviously, it's an international school, so there's going to be people from lots of different cultures. But what makes this education environment so unique for these children that are there?
Yeah, it's those various backgrounds is what makes it unique. You know, there's been a lot of studies about international schools and how they kind of create this whole new culture that's just a melting pot of kids. And, you know, so for example, in one of my classes that I'm missing right now, you know, I can think of, you know, I have a kid who is from Michigan who has only been out of the United States for a couple of months. And I have a student from Korea who's gone to Concordia International School her entire life since kindergarten. And then I have a student from Brazil who's been at three different international schools in three different countries in the last three semesters. And so you can imagine that this melting pot of kids creates kind of this unique new culture where everybody really strives to create community with each other, because the transitional nature of international living and things like that, everybody kind of realizes they're in the same boat with everybody else, you know. And
has this become kind of what some would call a third culture?
They have exactly.
Culture of their homeland, culture of the community where they live, but also the this third culture, which is kind of the amalgamate of their family and those close to them.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly what they call it, the third culture, and it creates a unique and rich environment. And that's what's neat about the community at Concordia, is everybody's very accepting and open, and everybody realizes how they need to contribute to this kind of very unique circumstance that brings us all together. So,
well, and I guess that's my next question is, who attends Concordia International School Shanghai? Tell me about the people that make up the students that make up this international school.
Right. To attend Concordia International School Shanghai, you do have to be a foreign passport holder. And so there aren't all that many actual Chinese citizens, although there are some Chinese kids that do have dual citizenship, and so they can attend. And so Concordia is made up of expat kids, and so American and European families who mostly their parents are working for major corporations that are based in China. There's also a big makeup of Korean students. The international school system in China is much stronger than in Korea, and so many families relocate so that those Korean students can come. And actually, it's slowly shifting to where 20 years ago, Concordia started out mostly expatriate kids, American kids, and less Asian kids. And now it's slowly shifting to actually be more Asian, Korean, Chinese kids, and some less American and Western kids like that.
I'm curious about how these kids, like, I remember in grade school, I would not talk to anybody. Like, throw me in the middle of a bunch of kids and I'm not going to say anything. But I mean,
and now you get to talk to lots of people.
I know, right? It's funny. but how do these kids build relationships when you have kids from all around the world, you know, speaking different languages? What are those relationships like between the kids?
I mean, the best word I guess I can use to describe it is it's relationships of collaboration. You know, everybody kind of finds great joy, and that other people are bringing other things to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, that everybody's bringing a little bit something different. And Concordia goes a long way to try to provide, you know, relationship building experiences for elementary all the way up to high school, because it is unique, and it's not as easy to build those relationships when you aren't from the same cultures and stuff, you know. So.
Yeah.
And Concordia is a K through 12 school, is that right?
Preschool 3 all the way through 12, actually, yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How does that compare to the local school system as well? Is there a relationship between Concordia and local schools, or do you have any connection to local schools, or what's the school system? Do they go through grade 12? I don't know anything about Shanghai.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot of connections with local schools, and the local school system is a little different. The grades are the same, mm-hmm. but they have a very different schedule and stuff. We actually have a Chinese public school right next door to Concordia. Mm-hmm. And one thing I always tell people is the true test, if you can survive in Shanghai and survive at Concordia International School, is at about 7:45 a.m. in the morning when both schools are starting at the same time.
Oh, no.
If you can make it down that block where both schools sit next to each other through the chaos of the scooters and the cars and the people on the street, if you can make it, that's kind of our unofficial orientation process there. So we have a good relationship with Pinghe School that is right next door to us, but we also have a really good relationship with a lot of the rural schools that are in the smaller communities and stuff, do a lot of outreach projects to them, trying to provide things for them when they're underprivileged and things like that. And that's not only in Shanghai, but in lots of other areas of China, especially Guangzhou, China, which is in southern China. We work a lot with CWEF there in China and have made some really positive connections with the local schools.
Tell me about your new life in Shanghai, you know, beyond Concordia International School, just getting to know the community and a whole new life and a whole new culture.
Right. Well, so as, your listeners will know, Shanghai, China has 23 million people, and, the square miles is like a combination of Vermont and New Hampshire put together. That's just the city of Shanghai. And so it is quite the colossal thing. We live in an international sector. It's about a 6-block radius. And so, kind of our day-to-day life just at home and at work is pretty normal because people speak English, a lot of international people live. But obviously, not only for work, but for life, you have to cross into quote-unquote real China, go outside the slick block radius. And when it's a city of 23 million people, that can be quite a challenge. But we have found a great time, exploring around the greater city as it is and making some mistakes and cultural faux pas and stuff like that. But, so I think it's a good balance. I think it's a good balance. You're able to be comfortable in an international sector, but also be very engaged with the culture.
I always have to ask my international question. We only have about less than a minute left,
boy.
But the food. What have you learned that you love in, what food do you like?
Shanghai is really famous for dumplings, mm-hmm. dumplings of all different sorts. And so we really enjoy the dumplings, really enjoy baozi, which is similar to a dumpling and things like that. Got to admit, the Chinese taste palate is quite different from the Western. And so there are some foods I don't care for, but for the most part, it's been pretty good.
Concordia International School, Shanghai. Chris Mizell, family life counselor and high school teacher. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour. It's great to learn about your work there and Concordia International School. Thanks for sharing today.
Hey, yeah, thanks so much for having me.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.